Real Men Connect, Episode 10. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Kindle and Faith's daddy. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week off on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I'll keep it short, I'll make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men obey God at all costs. Let me say that again. Real men obey God at all costs. Now, when you get a chance, I want you to read your Bible and go to John chapter 5. That's John chapter 5. And you'll read the story about the man at the pool. Now, I'll just give you some of the highlights of the story. See, there was this pool called Bethesda where people would go for healing. Now, we're talking about the lame, the sick, the blind, and the withered. And usually when we read or hear about this story, we tend to think in the physical sense. But today, when it comes to men, I think you can apply this to the emotional state of men today. Just think about it. Many men are lame, but I'm not talking about physically, because we can't stand or walk because we've been crippled by our past. Many men are sick emotionally because we struggle with reaching out and asking others for help, especially another brother. So what do? We suffer in silence, and our secrets eat away at us like a cancer. We're also blind. We ignore God's truth, so we walk by our feelings instead of our faith. We make God's truth relative to how we feel rather than what God says. Like, if that works for him, I guess that's okay, or who am I to judge? So we live our lives bumping into things because we're blind, stumbling in the dark. And guess what? Some of us are withered. In the Bible, it says that withered means drying up or to dry up. And we've allowed our relationships, our integrity, and even our passion for Christ to dry up and wither away, slowly corroding our confidence and our character. Now, at this pool, an angel will go down at certain seasons to the pool to stir up the waters. And whoever was able to get into the pool first after the stirring of the water would be healed of whatever disease he or she had. And I think you can get the picture of this. So as the story goes, there was a man who had been ill for 38 years. Now, Jesus saw him lying there on the ground, and already he knew that he had been in that condition for a long time. But Jesus said to him, and catch this, "Do you wish to get well?" What? He said, "Do you wish to get well?" Now, think about it. Jesus knew this man had been lame and unable to walk, but he still asked him, "Do you want to get well?" See, my question to you this week for the Real Men Check-In is, do you want to get well? Or in other words, do you want to be healed? See, Jesus asked that question because there's a difference between wanting something and actually having enough faith to actually do something about it and take the necessary steps it takes to get it. See, Jesus basically was asking him, if you really want to be healed, are you willing to do whatever it takes that I tell you to do in order to receive the healing? Now, before you say, "Joe, I get that, but there's nothing wrong with me," then you're probably in need of more healing than you think, okay? The truth of the matter is, we're all in need of healing because we're all hurting, only to different degrees and in different areas. And some of us have been in this condition for weeks, months, and even some years. See, the man told Jesus, he said, "Sir, you know, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water gets stirred up. Because whenever I get close to the water, another person steps in front of me and gets in my way." Now, I think his response addresses the human condition so well. Because what reasons do we give Jesus as a husband, father, and spiritual leader? Now, I know some of the ones I use and some of the ones I still use today. Like, "Lord, I want to be a better husband, but I don't know how to be one because I was never shown. Lord, I want to meet my wife's emotional and spiritual needs, but I don't know what they are, and I don't even understand when she tries to tell me. Lord, I want to spend more time with my children, but I just don't have the time. Lord, I want to show more affection to my wife and children, but I was never shown affection as a child, so I don't know how to do it. Lord, I want to tithe, but I have more bills than money, and I have to keep food on the table and a roof over our heads. Lord, I want to pursue the ministry you've put in my heart, but I can't do it and provide for my family at the same time. Lord, I want to break this addiction, but there's too much temptation, and I'm not strong enough to resist it. Now, can you relate to any of these? I know them too well because I've used them in my flawed and imperfect life. Now, after that question, Jesus tested the man's sincerity to see if the man indeed wanted to be well and wanted to be healed. And God always tests us that way by giving us a command to obey. Now, the funny thing about it, the command is usually something simple, but at that particular moment, it seems impossible, usually due to our fear. So what did Jesus ask this man to do? Simply to get up, pick up your mat, and walk. That was it. Now, an easy request, unless you're gripped by the fear of walking, because you don't believe you can do it. See, the easiest things to do in life are also the easiest things not to do. See, the Holy Spirit would say to me, Joe, you want to have a better marriage? Then be honest with your wife about your weaknesses. Joe, you want to be a faithful steward of your finances? Then give me your first fruit before you spend it on anything else. Joe, you want to be a better man? Then ask another brother for help. Joe, you want to follow me and walk again? Get up, son, and follow me. See, these are easy things to do, but they're easy not to do. So how about you? Are you in need of healing? Do you need a breakthrough? Do you need God to intervene? Then my question to you is, do you want to be healed? If so, then do what God asks you to do. Confess your sin to another brother. Make that phone call to that prodigal child. Cut the TV off and speak to your wife. Forgive the person who wounded you. Give what you want to receive. Trust God and step out on faith. In other words, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. Because real men obey God at all costs. So that's our Real Men check-in for today. I hope it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others and don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesday. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Now, before we close out the show, I want to give a couple of shout outs. One is to Kobe Morris. He's a 13-year-old who listens with his dad to the podcast and they discuss the topics. I love hearing things like that. Also, I love reading reviews of the podcast from my listeners. And here's one of them. Check this out. Joe, I love this podcast because the people who speak are able to relate to you. They are vulnerable and they say what men want to say but don't. I think all men, not just those who believe in God, can come to appreciate and take what these men say to heart. I believe all men, not just Christians, want to be better husbands, fathers, and friends. Guys, I love getting these reviews and I love sharing them on the air. Each week, I'll try to share a different one and I'll pick them randomly. So if you leave a review, who knows, I may end up reading yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us go up in the rankings and get the visibility we need to get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and stay in his grip. See you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.